there were days where maybe in 10 minutes, I would have to do it, no joke, maybe 27 times, because I would switch my thought to a positive one. And then 30 seconds later, I would realize, oh my God, I'm back to thinking negative again. So just continuous repetitions with that. And it took months and months, but eventually I got to a more positive mind. But also at that time, I started writing down every single night five things I was grateful for. And, you know, I was just really, with all three of those things, it just comes back to thinking more positive and being more grateful. So it was just continuous repetitions of doing good, thinking good, and just being good, really.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have Boomer Perrault. He is the co-founder of One A Week, and he hopes that his charity-like organization will promote positivity and mental health through random acts of kindness. One A Week asks followers to perform one random act of kindness every week and post evidence on social media. The organization has partnered with sponsors and will give one sponsored gift to a participant each week. But we will find out more about this beautiful initiative from Boomer himself. Can you let us know a little bit more about yourself? Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And first off, just I appreciate you having me on, Georgian. But the background story to how One A Week came about is, a few years ago, I went through a pretty rough breakup. I was in a serious relationship and got dumped. And the only thing that, while I was going through this, that would make me feel better and not dwell on everything that was happening was doing good for other people. So I would go, I'd make it more of an effort to go out of my way to do something kind for someone. And even if it was just for 10 minutes at a time, it would make me feel better. Around this time, I also heard about a study that was done where they interviewed suicide survivors who said that if a stranger had just, anyone, it could be a stranger, had just smiled or said hello to them that day, they don't think they would have went through with their attempt. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's pretty crazy. So you combined good deeds with, you know, someone thinking of taking their lives, just wanting a smile. I figured, hey, you know, we could come up with a way that would not only make people's days better, but potentially save lives. And I grew up in a pretty fortunate situation. I was brought up in an upper class, or not upper middle class family. I never had to worry about food or clothes or where I was going to sleep. We took a vacation every year. So I was pretty fortunate. And I just felt like the fact that the idea of One A Week came to me, it was only right that I take advantage and go forward with it to give back to other people that didn't grow up in a situation that I did, or maybe they did, but they're just going through a rough time at the moment. So this was, the idea came to me in the summer of 2017. I contacted my friend and asked him to help me start it. He was totally on board, and we ended up launching it the first week, January 1st. Of 2018. So it's been about 13 months now, and we have had almost, probably at this point, a little over 3,500 posts shared with us on social media, which is,
wow.
a lot more than I expected. Now, of course, a lot of these acts of kindness were going to be done anyway, but people found out about us and shared them with us. And a lot less were done with the thought of 1 week in mind. But either way, it's just building a bigger community that people can come to see more good being done and just get more positivity into their life. So yeah, that number is definitely a lot bigger than I would have thought it would be at this point when we first started.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think it's such an amazing impact that you're able to make. And of course, like you were saying, some of the acts of kindness would have been done anyway, but I think it's so important that we feel that they are appreciated one way or another, and that if we do acts of kindness, we are appreciated for them. I think that actually cultivates this habit, because this is how we learn. If we get a good grade in school and we get a candy or something, we begin to make the connection between getting good grades and getting candy, and that actually makes us want more and to want to do more. And I think this is somehow similar, right?
Yep. And I get, of course, there's always going to be some negativity no matter what you do. So I get a lot of people asking, well, doesn't it take away the whole, idea of doing an act of kindness with genuine kindness at mind if you're giving deeds away or giving gifts away, I'm sorry, or why can't you do something nice and not share it? And my response is always, one, if you share it, not only does it give people more positivity in their lives, but it can inspire other people to do good. And I know that for a fact, because we have shared some, not only suggestions, but actual deeds done. And I've had multiple people message me saying, oh, thank you for sharing this. I went and did this deed. I never would have thought about it unless you shared it. So there's that. And then also, when I tell you that a smile can save someone's life, even if someone is performing a good deed, not with just out of, you know, pure kindness, and it has a motive, whether they want the gift or they just want to be recognized, at the end of the day, I don't really care, because they're still doing something good. And like you said, even if it starts not with the intention that we would all like, once you start doing something, you start to develop a habit, and you start doing something once a week or maybe more. After 4, 5, 6 weeks, it's just going to come naturally to you, where you start seeing opportunities to do good that you would have never seen before. So there really is no downside, despite what people think, of sharing your good deeds and obviously performing them.
I love it. I think it's so powerful when we get to actually have this habit and to look for opportunities to be kind, because we need, even if we don't see kind people around us, we can be those people. And that actually makes for a better world and for a more beautiful world for everyone to live in. But I wanted to ask you a little bit about your experience with gratitude. What do you feel gratitude means for you?
Gratitude for me is really just acknowledging and appreciating the stuff that a lot of people tend to take for granted. So, for example, that could be your health, the ability to walk, the ability to hear or see. Just like I said in the beginning, growing up in a fortunate family, or a fortunate situation with my family, that I never had to worry about having clean clothes or what I'm going to eat or where I'm going to sleep. And just up until a few years ago, I was someone that took that stuff for granted as well. I never acknowledged it, and I would always be upset for what I didn't have. But once you start to recognize that stuff and just consciously think, wow, there are some people that don't have a place to sleep tonight, and it's currently pretty cold where I'm located. So when you really start to think about that, and then I'm sleeping in a nice warm bed, it just makes life a lot better. So that's what gratitude is to me.
That's so true. That's so true. So having contrast, seeing that even though there are people that have it better than we do, to actually recognize how fortunate we are when we think about other people that have it worse. And not just that, but even the fact itself that we don't have to go through these kinds of experiences to be outside when it's that cold and not to have a place to live in. But how did you discover gratitude? Like when what happened, or when were you able to actually understand the deeper meaning of gratitude?
Yeah, it was definitely when I went through that breakup I mentioned earlier. I wouldn't say the breakup tore me apart, but I did not have a strong mental foundation before that. So once I did go through something, because my life has been, for the most part, very easy. So leading up to that point, so when I did go through something like that, I wasn't equipped to deal with it as well as I would have liked. So I got to a point where it was just consuming me, and I would either continue to let it consume me or have the awareness enough to say, okay, I have to make a change mentally. And the three things I did to make that change is, one, start doing more good acts. Two, every single time I started thinking a negative thought, whether it was about the breakup or anything, I would immediately switch it to something positive. And that's always when people say, oh, like how do you go from a negative to a positive mindset? That's always a top tip I give. And that helped me. And it can be difficult because there were days where maybe in 10 minutes, I would have to do it, no joke, maybe 27 times, because I would switch my thought to a positive one. And then 30 seconds later, I would realize, oh my God, I'm back to thinking negative again. So just continuous repetitions with that. And it took months and months, but eventually I got to a more positive mind. But also at that time, I started writing down every single night five things I was grateful for. And, you know, I was just really, with all three of those things, it just comes back to thinking more positive and being more grateful. So it was just continuous repetitions of doing good, thinking good, and just being good, really.
Yeah, I think these are really powerful. And the fact that you were able to make the decision to switch so often, I think it's amazing, because it's not really easy to do that all the time. Nope. Especially when you have all of those negative thoughts coming in.
Nope, not at all. And I'm sure, like other people, there are times where you do consciously realize, okay, I am thinking negative, I should switch this to a positive. But it can be mentally draining to have to constantly do that. And then you get to a point where you're like, screw it, I want to feel negative, I want these bad thoughts. So it's not like it just happens all at once. Like, I had moments like that. I had the days where, like I said, I had to do it over and over and over. But maybe the second month was a little easier than the first, and the third was a little bit than the second. And I'm still not to where it's always positive, but it's been a couple years, and it's I would not even recognize, at least on the inside, the person I was back then compared to who I am now, because I'm so different mentally. I'm more confident. I'm more selfless. I'm just more positive and happy compared to back then. So again, it's taken 2 years to get to this point, and I'm still not where I want to be or where I'm going to be 6 months from now or a year from now. But if you just work hard at it and consistently make that effort, more than likely it will get better and better and better.
Did you get to the point, or do you feel that this experience has actually was actually a blessing somehow in disguise?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I never would have thought about this, but over the last couple of years, I've realized that all the worst things that I have gone through, or maybe significant things that weren't quote unquote bad, but not good either, have all been, without question, the most important things that have happened to me and helped me grow into the person I am today. So that was, like I said, the worst thing mentally I ever went through, but that is also what helped or made me change everything in my head, which then made me go from being a lazy person to a hard worker, made me go from a negative person to a positive person. It led me to where I am now with this organization and everything that I'm doing. So anytime something negative or bad does happen in my life, not to say I like it, but I can understand, like, okay, this is just going to help me grow and become an even better person. Like, all the failures and bad things that have happened in most people's lives, you can either let it crumble you or make you stronger and grow into a better person. So without question, it was a blessing in disguise.
I think this is very powerful, especially for those of our listeners that are going through challenging times right now. Because when we are in those challenging times, it's really hard to see why this is happening and if there is an actual blessing behind this experience. And that's why I wanted to find out from you how you feel now about the experience and how it impacted you. And it's very interesting to see that it's actually a positive impact. Of course, I'm 100% sure that it's like that because you chose to make it like that as well. Like, you made some efforts, you chose to write the things that you're grateful for. You changed your thoughts, you were focusing more on positivity, and you became a new person from that experience. So, I don't think it always happens naturally. Like, if something bad happens, automatically it makes you a better person. But if we choose, we can do that. And I think there are experiences in life that we just cannot control, that actually happened to us, whether we believe it's karma or other things, the universe or anything else. Things happen that are out of our control. I believe that we can create our own experience, but there are also things that are just bigger than us that are happening. And it's very, for me at least, it's very comforting to know that even if these things happen, there is indeed a bigger picture, and it makes sense at one point, even though it might be really hard right now. And I think this is very important for those of our listeners that are going through challenging times and don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So thank you so much for sharing that experience, because I really believe that it can be very powerful. So How did this project change you? Like doing those acts of kindness and being more grateful. How were you a couple of years ago, and how are you now as a person? How do you see yourself?
It's pretty much changed me the same way that the ended relationship did, where starting this, I was, if I was the person a few years ago with my work ethic, I never would have been able to get this off the ground, because it's helped me develop a really good work ethic. It's just made me a more selfless person, because now I have to hold myself accountable. If I'm asking other people to do good deeds at least once a week, I have to be doing one, if not more than one a week, because I'm the one that created this, and I can't ask other people to do something that I'm not even doing. So it's helped me with that, and it's really just helped me stay on track with becoming the best version of myself in every single area. Like even something like fitness, which you wouldn't necessarily correlate with what we're doing with one a week, but it's forced myself to become more efficient in the gym, so I have more time to put into one a week. So it's just, even in ways that wouldn't even make sense, it's helped me so much. And that's why I will always continue to do this as long as people are participating, because it makes my life better in every way imaginable.
That's beautiful. It's actually something that you are doing out of kindness, and the fact that you are doing this is actually helping other people, but it's helping you as well. And that's very interesting. And I think it has to do with that law that you should give other people what you want to receive. And the fact that you give so much kindness, you also receive it, right?
Yep. Yeah, but absolutely. I never used to be, but now I'm a big believer in karma. And So whatever I'm putting out, even if it's not coming back in the same way, I'm still benefiting from it. And this is just an example of how that's happening.
Exactly. And getting back a little bit to gratitude, do you have like a favorite quote on gratitude? Some words of wisdom that you really like?
To be honest, I'm a pretty big quote guy. I usually, other than my few favorites that don't necessarily have to do with gratitude, I can never remember any of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there are some out there, but you know, I think everything we've touched on already, you could probably come up with a few quotes out of them. So off the top of my head, I can't think of one. But as far as some words of wisdom about gratitude, I think we've expressed a lot of them already.
Yeah, definitely. I was just thinking if you have some words from like famous people that that you like a guiding principle, but it doesn't have to be like that. It can be something just for yourself that makes sense, and that's the most important thing. So like if you could go back in time and think about the person you were a few years ago or when you were younger, what would you tell him, young boomer, about gratitude and about appreciating life and the things that he has?
Yeah, I would say just that to, because growing up, you, chances are at least once in your life, you've heard someone say, oh, like you should be fortunate or grateful for this. There's people that don't have this or that. And when you're younger, you don't listen to that, and you kind of just let it go, and you still stay upset with whatever you are upset about. And I would just say, you know, like, seriously, just consider what you have and take into, or consider what you have and then understand that other people, many people, don't have that. And you just will never understand how good you have it when you haven't been on the other side. So I would just really make sure I emphasize to be grateful and understand and appreciate everything that you have.
Definitely, definitely. So when we're thinking about things that we are grateful for, we're usually thinking of people, especially. Who do you like to mention that you're grateful for? People that have had a positive impact in your life, or people that were in your life or that are in your life right now?
Yeah, so of course you got the obvious ones, like friends and family. I'm sure that's what most people say. And of course I'm grateful for all those people too, but just to switch up and make it more interesting, I'll throw out, I don't know if you know who Gary Vaynerchuk is.
Yeah, I do.
Yep. And I, for a solid 2 years, not as much anymore, but I consumed all of his content, and he preaches kindness a lot too. But on top of that, he preaches working as hard as you can for the life that you want. And he is really the one that got me to understand just how lazy I was and how not only hard I can work, but how attainable a desired life that I have envisioned is to get. So I would say I'm definitely grateful for him, and I'm grateful for you for allowing me to come on the podcast, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's so nice of you to think about me. I also love Gary, and I think he has some amazing perspectives, and he's big on gratitude as well. I'm sure you know that. And I love the fact that he, since he was born in the Soviet Union, and he was able to see that part of the world as well, and he came to America and was able to live a really different life. He actually says that what energizes him is gratitude, and the fact that he's able to do what he's able to do in the situation in which, if he would have been in the Soviet Union, he wouldn't have been able to do almost anything that he's able to do right now.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Yeah. So I was just thinking that he has that kind of contrast, and he's able to still appreciate it, even though he's over 40 years old, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you were saying?
I was just going to say that he is really awesome, and he just has so much awareness. But it's when people think about what is cool, you know, quote unquote cool, it's usually the opposite of what he pushes when he's a part of the Kindness is Cool movement. And I definitely believe that he has inspired a lot of people to change their lives for the better as far as the way that they interact and serve other people. So just what he does and continues to do is really incredible. And once again, I really am truly grateful for him having the platform to reach everyone that he does, and obviously help me in my life.
Wonderful, wonderful. And let's get back a little bit to your project. How can our listeners participate? Where can they find you? How can they join?
So right now, the way it works is people obviously perform a kind act, and then you would either upload it to Instagram and then tag us and use the hashtag one a week. That's the number one. So hashtag one a week. And our Instagram page is at underscore one a week. Again, the number. So at underscore one a week. Or you would just post it to our Facebook page, which is One a Week Challenge. And also something that we are actually just starting is we have a website, oneaweekchallenge.com. And we are starting the kindness challenge specifically for elementary schools. So it's just kind of like a side project, just because I believe that a great way to help with mental health, as well as just get people to be more positive, is reaching them when they're younger. So what better place to start than an elementary school? So schools or certain grades will perform for 1 month, perform good deeds in and around the school, and then share them to our website, which anyone can go to a certain state, see a certain school, see a certain teacher, and see all the acts that have been shared. And then to continue the trend of giving gifts away, depending on the number of acts a certain class has done in total, so everyone, all the students in that class together, if you do X amount, we might give that class stickers. If you do, you know, a different amount, we might give that class those rubber silicone or rubber bracelets that there are. So we're just starting that. Again, that's oneaweekchallenge.com. And if you're a teacher at an elementary school or you know one, we're kind of doing a test run in the next couple months. But come next fall, we want to be in as many schools as possible. So if you have interest in this, definitely reach out. And again, there's the normal one, which is at our Instagram at underscore one a week, or Facebook, facebook.com/oneaweekchallenge. Or this one for elementary schools at our website.
I love it. I love it. And I love the idea with the elementary school. I think it actually helps with building this habit from a really young age, and that can make a really big difference in time. And by the way, what can people win? What can they expect if they do this act of kindness?
So the gifts, for the most part, end up being some type of clothes. We have a lot of apparel companies, which you can see we have companies that we call full-time sponsors, which are just ones that sign up for 5 weeks throughout the year. And those are all under our about page on the website. And there's clickable links so you can see all those. But then we also have a bunch throughout the year that will do 1 or 2 weeks. But other than clothes, we have a watch company. We have authors that give away books. You know, there's just so many different kinds. But for the most part, it's clothing. But yeah, it's all good gifts. And again, you know, you don't have to pay for anything. We're just asking that you, well, the only thing you're paying it forward and doing an act of kindness and sharing it with us. So we definitely appreciate everyone that participates.
Wonderful. So you can go to Instagram and tag these amazing guys and get a gift for doing something good. I think this is amazing, and I'm really happy to have had the pleasure of meeting Boomer and of sharing his project with you. Thank you so much, Boomer, for being on the Gratitude Podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.